New Country Z100, Brett Eldridge and Drunk on Your Love. Good morning. Hey, Kent, the Country Morning Show. Some sunshine going on today. I'd mentioned going fishing earlier today, but I think I'm just going to hold off today and head on over to a great fish fry, which is happening this Friday night. The SIU Baseball Benefit Fish Fry and Auction is set coming up here. It's the 20th annual, I believe, and SIU baseball coach Ken Henderson is in here with me. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Kent. Thanks for having me.
Buddy, thanks for being here at the crack of dawn here this morning.
A little early for a baseball guy.
It is. Yeah, absolutely. 20th annual. This is one where I think folks can all come out and agree. Y'all do a fantastic job of putting this thing together.
Well, thanks. We enjoy doing it. It's a true family event. It's a community event. And to do something for 20 years, you got to have a lot of support in the community and a lot of loyal fans. And people have been really good with this event.
Is it still at the Carbondale Civic Center?
Carbondale Civic Center this Friday. Starts at 5 o'clock. The live auction starts at 7. And come out. It's all you can eat. Fried catfish.
Oh, yeah.
It's fried right there on the spot. And those guys do a great job.
Yeah, no kidding. Who do you have cooking this year?
Same crew. Coors Light cooking crew, which tells you what kind of event it is. Same guys for 20 years have been cooking for us, and they do a great job, and it's really good stuff.
Well, and only $10.
$10, all you can eat, $5
Man.
For children, and all the coleslaw and potato salad and homemade desserts.
That's a good time for me. A lot of folks like getting everybody together and going to the amusement park way, way far away. I just need to go to an all-you-can-eat fish fry, Coach.
It's fun. It's just, believe me, I enjoy it. We enjoy doing it. And I get my share of catfish,
absolutely.
I'll assure you. So.
Well, Coach, I want to ask you this, too. So you guys always have like some amazing auction items, and you got a network of people who donate things. What are some of the things that are going to be up on the auction block?
Well, we have the typical, we have some Cards tickets, Cubs tickets, but the autographed items, which we collect year-round, are pretty amazing, and every year it seems that it gets better and better. But we got baseballs by Cardinals Adam Wainwright, Lou Brock, Ozzie Smith, Stan Musial, Michael Walker. Not to leave the Cubs fans out, we got autographed balls by Ernie Banks, Billy Williams, Ferguson Jenkins, Ron Santo. We get some really neat items, too. We have this is really special. We have an autographed San Francisco Giants jersey by Willie Mays, which is a really unique item. And we have some, not to leave basketball people out, we have autographed shoes by Anthony Davis, former Kentucky first number one pick. And we got some friends out there coaching and some radio people that help us year-round and collect these things for us and get them. And we'll have 50 items. We have a live auctioneer. You bid for it. And that's part of the fun of it, too, is to see kids and adults basically fighting over these things and bidding against each other. And it's fun.
When I was a kid, and this is when things were different up at Busch Stadium, the deal to do was whenever we went to a game was to go way down there, down low, and I got, this is going to be crazy. You may not even remember these names. Pedro Guerrero. He was first baseman. This is going, and I got Tommy Herr.
Oh, yes.
I got Terry Pendleton over at third base to sign a baseball. And when you have when you're a kid and you're able to get an autographed baseball from a professional major leaguer, I mean, that's a cool thing right there. I was going to ask you, this just being around baseball players, period, is pretty cool. So is the team going to be
there? Team will be there, actually. We play at 1 o'clock on Friday, and hopefully we're done by 4:30, and all the players will be there and hanging out. And
celebrating a victory.
We hope. We hope. We normally play good on that day, so hopefully that's a thing we can continue. But, they'll be there. And, the thing with me, Ken, is it's a great family event.
Yeah.
You can bring your kids, and it's a great community event, and the people have been very supportive of it.
Well, hey, once again, it's the SIU Saluki Baseball Fish Fry. It's this Friday. No kidding. I know it's April the 1st. We're not pulling your leg here. 5 to 8, the Carbondale Civic Center, just $10. $10. You guys could charge $20 for all you can eat for this type of deal, but they're doing $10, $5 for kids. It's all you can eat. There's going to be carryouts available. For more information, you can contact the baseball office, and the number's 453-3794. Did I get that right?
That is correct.
All right. Good deal. And then I'll have this all up at Z100FM.com as well. Coach Ken, I appreciate it, man.
Appreciate you having me here.
Thank you. But I'm hungry right now. Do we have homemade desserts? That's the other thing I was going to ask you. Are you auctioning off any pies?
Yes, Mary Lou's pies, four of them. Absolutely, man.
Does it get any better?
Yeah, we couldn't do it without that. Those are the highlight of the evening. So every year we have those four pies, and we will have those again. Two coconut cream, two chocolate.
Yeah, that's all you need right there. I'm set. It's 7:27 this morning. Kit, the Country Morning Show with you. Whole lot more coming up, and there's more details coming soon at z100fm.com.
It's Kent in the Country.